Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Is this Andrew?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Gail. I'm the regional pricing director for the area. So,
okay.
I was just looking at you online, North Clymer Construction. There's a map. Do you go up into Ontario?
No, we don't. The furthest we would go would probably be Amherst. I'd say Amherst would probably be the furthest we go up towards that area.
Okay, got it. And I don't know what this map is trying to show me, but it clearly, that would be I was going to say that's a long distance to travel going clear up there. All right. So do you have any questions about the program so far aside from pricing?
Well, I was just wondering how it works and, like, let's say we do this and I get, a couple jobs. I mean, I can't take a lot because, like
gotcha.
I was saying, we are very booked. What would the price range be for something like that?
How far out are you booked, just out of curiosity?
Well, I guess it depends on the nature of the job, the size.
Gotcha.
If it's a small job, we can squeeze it in here and there, but if it's something big, we would not even be interested in it because we're pretty much
gotcha.
Booked all the time.
Okay. Well, that's a good position to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure being able to pick and choose, if you had more leads, you'd be able to pick and choose from which ones you took and which ones you didn't, maybe grabbing those better jobs, right?
Right. Well, that's kind of what I do with. But the problem is I get charged for every lead if I do them or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. I actually came out of construction myself before I came here, and I went through the same thing. So I understand. So how many leads are you currently getting?
Well, right now I haven't gotten a lead here in probably 2 or 3 weeks. But I just the first of April I got like 10 or 12, which
gotcha.
I got a couple good roofs out of the deal. You know, I got a couple very good roofs, little ones where we could do in a couple days. But I did get a call from them recently that he said here in a couple weeks or so, it's really going to pick up. I mean, obviously when springtime hits, I'll probably get a whole bunch of them.
Right. It'll probably start getting a little bit busier, which actually makes it a really good time. So let's keep talking about getting you more leads, quality leads, should we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the major benefit, we just had a listing become available within our company, which we're filling today, and it is for construction services for your area. So once we would begin working with you on first page of Google and Bing, we close out that category. And we can't and won't work with anyone else in the area who also offers the same services. I'm sure you can see the value of getting placed in the search engines right above your competitors.
Right.
Yeah. So here's how it works. Everything is set on the 2-month verbal agreement. We just ask that you verbally commit, allow us those first 2 months to get working on your placement and really get things rolling for you. But you still only pay month to month. So your pricing would be set at a flat rate. And since you don't want to go real big out away from home, I'm thinking a local package would work better, in my opinion. And I'm looking at our pro package. So the pro, Andrew, you've been in business for quite a bit, haven't you?
Yes.
How long, if I may ask?
We have done construction for probably, I'd say, 6 or 7 years, but we have started up North Clymer Construction in 2018.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I was looking for. I was hoping that you were, I could either classify you as a younger business, and 2018 I can get away with that. That means I can throw in a promo code. So we could do, let's see, it'd be $249 a month. And then there's, that retail's actually at $399, so that promo code whacked a bunch off of there. It normally comes with a $299 setup fee, but again, that young business promo code got that down to $99. So that would be a one-time $99 setup fee, and that covers programming, content creation, and such. So your initial investment today would be $348, and then monthly going forward would just be the $249. And that is month to month, no long-term contracts. And that includes the complete Google local optimization setup. We do a directory submission package. I believe there are 67 in total now. And we also do that initial content creation for you on Bing. Set you up so you can be found on Amazon Alexa and, of course, iPhones, Androids, tablets. So we really cover all the bases. So if someone is looking for construction, or I see you do roofing too, is roofing your main focus or general overall construction?
What we do is roofing and siding, and that's the extent of it.
All right. Well, I'm glad I know that. Okay. So then, you take a peek here. I think probably a better category would be under, well, no, we'll use for the keyword. Perfect. So, for example, if someone was looking for roofing in and around, you would be one of the top recommended companies on that first page. So you can have multiple keywords as long as there's services that you offer. So definitely we would key in on roofing and siding. We could use other keywords like roofing, roof repair, siding repair, things like that. So you could have as many keywords as needed as services that you offer. So as soon as somebody types in one of those services looking for you in that area, they will find you.
Right.
Help me out, Andrew. I'm not seeing a website for you. Oh, there it is. Haha, I just found it. It was just one more click down. You've got a nice looking website. It's nice and clean, easy. So what we would do is we would link to that, and your website is what we push up in the search engine rankings. So, Will, did you know that the folks that are sitting up in that map area and the first page when you're doing a search, they're getting 90% of the phone calls and revenue that comes through there. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy numbers, but wouldn't it be awesome to be able to get up there and grab some of those better jobs from your competitors, right?
Right.
Awesome. So just to let you know, I just entered just general construction into our analytics software for Panama, and it looks like, and I'm looking within about a 30-mile radius right now, last 30 days, it looks like there were 1,525 searches for roofing and construction. So I'm sure you would like to capitalize on some of those incoming, right?
Some local. I mean, it might sound a little weird, but we would prefer in the Orchard Park, Lancaster, Amherst area.
Okay.
Just because we're up here 5 days a week, and if I do get a job down home, it's an hour and a half drive, and then we have to take our tool trailers, our equipment home. You know, it's an hour and a half drive down there to take everything home. And so if we get work up here, you know, we go 10 miles versus 90.
Gotcha. So then a better place for us to focus then will be Orchard Park, Lancaster, and Amherst, definitely. And, you know, Andrew, it doesn't sound weird to me at all. I came from construction before I came here. I owned a remodeling company. And we were 5 days a week, an hour and a half from home, too. So that was where we preferred to work also. So, no, doesn't sound odd to me in the least. We do what we got to do, right?
Right.
And if that means traveling a little further, sometimes we do that. So I'm sure.
And the work is a little better up here in this area, too.
It's higher paying, better work conditions.
Probably better working conditions, and better the quality of the houses and stuff are a little bit better. As in, you know, down home we run into a lot of ugly roofs that take a lot of time, and that's not something I'm looking for. I'm looking for something where I can pick up, you know, even 20 good houses a year, or maybe even more. You know, we're always interested in expanding a little bit, but to the point right now where I just grab a couple of roofs here and there just in case I get an opening, and if it's a small enough roof, I can push an opening open for those people, and it'll give us a little bit extra money. Just, you know, just stuff like that. It's not like, I mean, eventually, maybe if we get enough of those leads or enough roofs like that, we might lean a little bit more into that business.
Certainly, certainly. And that makes perfect sense. So one of the other cool things about our program is that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll actually be able to see all the keywords that we've got you listed for, how many clicks you're getting through off the net, and even where the location from where the search was performed. And, of course, we can tell you how many calls you're getting so you know what kind of progress you're making. And if you want to add keywords or run promos at all, change any content, we can do that at any time. I should say your account management team can. So, Andrew, since this is month to month, not locked into a contract,
table,
I'm sure this is something you want to give it a try and get you on those rankings, get you those better leads, better jobs, more preferable ones.
Come again? I was talking to one of my workers. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Work must go on. No, I was just asking, since it's month to month, you're not locked into anything long term, I'm sure this is something you want to give a try. Let us get you up there in the rankings and get you those more leads, better leads.
I think it would be something I'd like to try, especially if it's like a month-to-month thing, you know, not a long-term. Now, I was telling the first guy here I talked to, just before you, that we did look into a another company similar to what you were talking about here, and what we did with them was pretty much the same thing, except we were locked in a whole year.
Ooh, ouch. And
you know, so,
they do.
And we did not get, I don't think we got any job off of that whole internet or whatever website she set up for us. I don't think we ever got any lead off of there. So, it wasn't the best deal. I mean, but we were, what we were trying to do was to avoid the way HomeAdvisor does it. And the only reason I'm still with HomeAdvisor is because it is a little bit hard to get off because they do talk you into a lot of stuff. But like in the end of the year, if I figure out all the money I spend on HomeAdvisor in the end of the year, I did not make anything on any of my jobs simply because I didn't get enough of the jobs. Like, I mean, I could call the people and I could give them a bid on their house, but some people, like this one lady, I called her after I got her number, and she told me she doesn't even have a rope. How her name got on Home Advisor, she has no idea. So there goes $100,
wow.
$200 simply up in smoke, you know, something like that. That's, I don't really like that with Home Advisor. But
gotcha.
Now if you offer a month-to-month flat rate fee, and we do get leads off of it, you know, good quality leads, that's a different story. Then I would completely shut down my Home Advisor account and focus simply on that.
Well, then let's keep talking if that's all right. So to back up, I'm sorry that that happened with the company that locked you in for a year and didn't get anything. That's sad. Unfortunately, it happened to me too. And actually, that's why I work at Local Splash, because I had been ripped off by other SEO companies. And Splash was the one that didn't rip my construction company off. I went through the same thing. I was ripped off for $1,900 a month for a year. It was ridiculous. And same thing, I didn't get anything. We tried the Home Advisor route. Same story. It gets expensive, and it's hard to get out of that cycle of, oh, well, I picked up one customer, and maybe there's another. Problem is they sell those leads to two or three other companies as well. So,
right.
Yeah, it makes whatever you get really watered down for the $100. So
mm-hmm.
with Local Splash, we don't sell you the leads. Any calls that come to you as a result of the work we do, they're going to come right off of Google and straight to you, straight to your phone. You can do whatever you want with them. You can charge a nuisance fee if somebody's not nice. You can tell them you can't do the job. Quote them whatever you want. It's none of our business. Those leads are all yours. And your monthly rate is still the same. And it's actually locked in for life too. So regardless of what inflation does, regardless of what lumber prices do, our price is always going to be the same for you. And month to month, we like that verbal 2 months to get you started. It takes a little bit. It's not like flipping a switch. So things will start to trickle in gradually. But yeah, everything is month to month. You can cancel at any time. Although we hope you find our services so wonderful that you stick with us. We've got clients that have been around for 14 years. So yeah. What do you think? I'd like to get you going and prove to you that we can do what we say we're going to do. I wouldn't be sitting here if we didn't.
Right. I mean, I would be interested under a condition where I realize we're not going to be flipping a switch here, and I'm going to get 10 calls from now until the middle of next week. But if the good thing about the way you guys are set up and the services you offer is, let's say I do get from now until the 1st of May, I do get, you know, even on the low side, let's say I get 5 leads. So that's $249 for 5 leads. I can, and if I get one roof out of that whole deal, minus $249, I'm still in the game. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Exactly.
Instead of spending, you know, between $500 and $700 through Home Advisor or more, I would still, you know, I could still make enough on that roof where that $249 would get paid off. Plus, I would still have profit for our business.
So that works out really well then, it sounds like. And yeah, you would definitely reduce your monthly expenses. And yeah, if you get too overwhelmed with leads by chance also, we can also pause. We do that quite frequently if you're getting too many. Or what some of our clients will do, they actually turn around and resell their leads, or just what I used to do is I would give my extras to somebody I knew that needed the work when I could handle it.
Right. I do that a lot.
Nice.
If I have a lot of relatives that that do the similar kind of work of what we do. And, you know, if I get too overwhelmed with leads or I have a job that I'm committed to and I don't have time to do it, I'll turn it over to them where they can get it done for me, get the customer happy.
Perfect.
And I just talked to Home Advisor recently where they were telling me my average spending per month through Home Advisor is $900. And that shocked me.
Ouch, that's almost $12,000 a year. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's scary. But I hear you. You know, we were spending that too and getting the same results, unfortunately. So Andrew, today would just be 348. Oops, that's the 249 for the first month and then 99 to get you set up. And then next month on the 7th would be the next 249. Let me timeline this for you too. So we get started right away. Days 1 through 3, we'll do an interview with you. One of our techs will sit down. We'll go through keywords. They'll be doing quality control. Make sure I took down everything accurately. Make sure all your keywords are covered. Days 5 through 7, your reporting dashboard will come online. And we'll get those directory submissions done by then. And, gosh, days 7 through 30, your listings will start to filter in and ranking will start to increase. And then we usually look for real good results by day 45 and beyond. And then your ranking just continues to increase from there. We are always getting info from Google on what type of information they need, so we can always make those adjustments on your account so that it keeps you up there in the rankings so that you don't fall. Makes sense? Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Andrew, you have just mentioned all kinds of smart business moves and such that you make. I mean, you're good business. I think this would be really good for you and it'd save you a bundle of money.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for, more of versus with Home Advisor, just for the simple reason, as I was explaining the $249 versus the $900, I don't take tons of work through companies like you or Home Advisor, but like I said, if I can do it at a reasonable price, I like to do... You know, if we get a good job or something where we could do it in a day or even 2 days or something, we book it for a weekend or something like that. I would be interested in something like that where it would still get me leads where I could pick and choose of the jobs that I do get and I could get away from Home Advisor. But I would still, the only reason I was sticking with Home Advisor is simply because I do get a couple good roofs a year out of that account, but overall, looking at it financially, it doesn't help very much. You know, I don't make $12,000 just by the roofs that I do take. I don't clear $12,000 in profit in a year. If I do, I would be surprised. Yeah, simply because we don't do that many residential houses like that. But we do as much as we can, and we like to have a couple lined up here and there in case the housing market would slow down a little bit, you know, where we'd have a couple, let's say we have a week or even a month where we don't have a lot of work where I could fit in a bunch of this stuff like that. That's kind of what I like to keep on the back burner, or let's say one of my friends need a week of work or something where I always have a couple roofs lined up, you know, for the whole summer.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the best way to be, is if you can book them out, you know, stack them up. That way, you know, hey, I'm covered through whatever June, July, whatever the month is. Hey, Andrew, I really want to do this for you. I just pinged my boss while we were chatting to see if I could get you a little extra off. And he said I could go to $199 a month instead of the $249, making it a little more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
That worked for you?
That would be great.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get you set up then. This will just, it'll take about...
Like, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
How would your payment methods be?
For you paying us. Is that what you're asking?
Or, yeah, would I get a monthly bill through the mail, or would it be automatic?
I got you. Yes, it'll be an automatic every month, and you can change the card at any time if you need to switch that. That's not a problem either.
Mm-hmm. And where would you guys be located at?
We are just outside of LA, Costa Mesa. And I actually, though, I work from home. I'm physically located in Colorado, out on the western side of Colorado.
Oh, okay. So you're quite a ways from where I am.
Yes, I am. the amazement of technology now.
I know.
We can reach so far. All right, so let's go ahead. I'm going to gather some info from you. I'm going to send you some texts and emails. But I will.
I don't receive emails on this phone or text messages.
Okay.
But I can give you my email address.
That would be fantastic. I'm ready when you are, Andrew.
NorthClimberConstruct, CONST.
Okay. Oh, just, I gotcha. CONST.
Pretty sure that, yeah. At yahoo.com. If that doesn't work, well, that should, I think it's construct. Mm-hmm. Go with construct. That would be, I think that's the way it is.
Well, it says North Climber CONST is valid, but let me.
Oh, okay. Well, it would be that one then.
Okay, good. All right. And then I've got your phone number is 716-450-0727.
Yep.
Is that the business line or cell phone? Or both?
That's the business line.
Okay. And what is your cell phone, if you don't mind, Andrew?
I don't have a cell phone.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Wow. All right. You're old school like my husband.
Yep.
So no cell. Okay. Let me think how to get some of this to you. Will you be able to access email while we're on the phone?
I would not be able to. Let me.
Okay.
I might have to get one of my workers.
What I'll need you to do
get his cell phone. He is not right here at the moment.
Oh,
and then
okay.
You should send it over his phone.
Oh, sure. No
but
problem.
Let me see if I can find him. Give me a minute.
All righty. No problem.
And, the leads, they would probably just come over the phone, right? They would just call. Because that's what would be displayed on the website would be my phone number, and that's how they'd get a hold of me, correct?
Yes. If you prefer that they not contact you by email, then we won't list an email address.
Okay. I would rather just do phone calls simply because I don't check my email. I mean, almost never, but sometimes here and there.
Gotcha. I know email it seems more difficult to keep up with because we get so much by text. And all right. So did you manage to track him down and get his number?
I am still tracking.
Okay, no worries. I'm filling in some info. In fact, we can kind of keep going.
I could give you his phone number where you could start texting him stuff.
Okay, that'd be perfect. I'm ready.
716.
716.
397.
397.
8656.
8656. All right. And then, so that is, I'm just going to make a note here that the cell phone is temporary. Or do you, so there will be other texts that will come through as we go, or as you go with us. Is it okay to continue sending texts to that number?
Probably, like, more like temporary, but, I mean, in the near future, it would be fine. I just don't want to bother him too much with that.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to make a note. The cell phone number is temporary. It, whenever you're ready to change it, or if you want to change it, just let us know, and we can make that change, either to a different number or some other solution. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I've got North Clymer, C-L-Y-M-E-R, Construction, comma, LLC. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. And I've got 7723 Route 474.
7559 Clymer Center Road. You have my brother's address.
Aha. Clymer Center. There we go. 7559 Clymer Center Road. And that is Panama, New York, 14767. Is that right, Andrew?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And your website address?
What's that?
What's your website address, Andrew?
I'm not even sure. I honestly didn't know we had a website.
Well, let me Google it and see if you do. I hadn't quite got that. Construction. I was too busy scoping out your competition. See what we had. Okay. If it would cooperate. Clymer Whoops. Well, there's a Clymer Construction in Illinois. Bet you're happy to know that. But I thought I did see a website for you, but do you not remember putting one up? Or
I don't think we ever did.
Actually, you do have one. It is.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, goodness. I'll just speak it for you. It's north-climber-construction.business.site.
Okay.
And actually,
let me...
I'll email that to you real quick so you don't have to write all that down.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Then you'll have it.
Okay.
Pop an email here real quick and I will send that to you. So, good that you've got a website. We can work with that. We will add some content to it to better optimize you in the search engines. So that's wonderful. I'm just
okay.
Plain, bare, and simple. I'm just sending you an email with that link so that you've got it.
Okay.
And then, all right, so that's on the way. And I'm going to send you two more since I'm here. And one, these are just informational, so don't worry about getting to them in a hurry. I'll let you know the one I do need clicked and signed right away when we get there.
Okay.
One, and then email number two, coming right behind it. Alrighty. So, as you look at these emails, later. Like I said, they're informational, more about us and how we work. Don't pay any attention to pricing on the website or in the emails. They're all listed at retail, and we got you a good discount. So you don't have to worry about the retail prices at all. All right.
Okay.
I think we've got everything we need there. So let's go on to our next step. So I need to send you a couple text messages now.
All right.
Take me just a second to get over there. So, Andrew, how long have you been doing construction and roofing? You sound like you've got more experience than just the 2018 that you went into business, right?
Well, probably been 5 or 6 years.
Nice.
Total.
Nice. Well, and it sounds like you must do good work with the repeat business that you get and the referrals that you get. So that's awesome. This will just totally help that. Okay. So there are 3 text messages headed your way. Again, for now, these are all informational, so don't worry about getting to them right away.
Okay.
All right. There. Last one is on the way to you for now. All right. And then I gotta make another marking over here so that our folks don't continue calling you. And then let's go ahead and set up your interview with our tech. We like to get you in as soon as possible because we want to get started on you as soon as possible. Let me see, we could do... I've got I could do a 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That's your time. Or
okay,
I could do the other option for tomorrow would actually be, where is that? 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Would either of those
How long would that take?
Good question. I should have mentioned that. We block out an hour, but it usually only takes about a half hour.
Okay, I would say, I would say 1 o'clock would probably be better.
Okay, super. So I'm going to go in and grab that appointment. I will tell you when the next thing is coming through. So that is... tomorrow's the 8th already. My goodness.
It's flying.
It sure is. Well, and April. I don't even know how it got to be April already. That's just crazy talk. Helps if I put things in the right field. All right.
What's
that? See, I said it helps when I put things in the right field. Okay, so you are going to be getting an email to northclimberconst@yahoo.com, and that's going to be a calendar appointment. If you could, when you get to that, hit accept, and whatever calendar program you're using, it'll go right in there.
Okay.
And that should be on the way. There we go. Sending it now. Okay. And then whenever you get that, and I'm going to keep going so I don't have to keep you any longer than necessary. And then just let me know when you get to that calendar appointment, if you're able to accept it. And then that email is going to come out with the subject is going to say local splash CIENG. And since it's have an accept button in there for you.
Okay.
Any luck?
On the email?
Yes.
I will not be able to access my email right
now. That's right. You mentioned that. You did. No worries. So we'll need to catch that up later, but that's all right. So when you get back to your computer. So when you see that, go ahead and click on accept. If you need to change the time, just be sure to let us know. And it's no problem. We can reschedule. So if something comes up, we just want to make sure that you can make it so that we can get all your info right and get rolling. So next up, I need to gather some more info for, so now some of this is going to be redundant, but it's a quality control measure. So we go through everything again. And I want to make sure I've got your name, ANBREWMILLER, correct? Awesome.
Yep.
And I don't need credit card info yet. They just want to know the name of the credit, as a card holder.
Visa.
Visa. And is that under your name?
North Climber Construction.
All right. And then is your name on it also?
Yes, like, my name's on there, too.
Got it. LLC, perfect. And any other authorized users on that card?
No.
Okay. And best phone number is likely going to be your cell phone, yes. Cell phone is best number?
Yes.
Okay, super. English. All right. So we're going to say roofing and siding. Can you think of any other keyword services that you want to list right off? If you can't right now, that's fine, or if that's all you want to list, roofing and siding, we can stick with that too.
I would say for now.
Okay. No problem. Roofing and siding it is. And you are not working with any other SEO companies. All right, yeah, no directory so far. Do you have a business Facebook page?
No, we don't.
Okay. And that's an NA. Do you want a Facebook business page?
No, thanks.
Okay.
I'll take it out of the can for you. I don't grudge. I'll throw it.
I'm just copying some info back and forth here and giving them your website address and things like that so that your tech has that for your interview tomorrow. All right. And so you wanted to stay to Orchard Park. And Lancaster.
We can do Cheektowaga and Depew too. Those are
right next door to those.
Okay, say those again one more time for me.
Cheektowaga.
Oh my, I better have you spell that.
You want me to spell that for you? I don't know if I can.
I'll find it
here. Just give me a second. C-H-E-E.
Wait. C-H-E-D.
C-H-E-E-K-T-O-W-A-G-A.
Wow. Cheektowaga. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Cheektowaga. Okay. Wow. All right. And then you mentioned another city name.
DePew. DePew.
Oh, that was easy. Okay. Thank you very much. And you prefer phone calls as opposed to text. Alright. Awesome. We are making progress. Shouldn't take but a couple more minutes and we'll be done and I can let you back to your day. And we can get started working on your account.
Okay.
Couple more notes I need to make in our system.
I did not get your text message so far.
Okay. Actually... that is strange.
Do you have the... What phone number do you have?
I've got 716-397-8656 for the cell.
That should be the one, yeah.
Okay. Strange that it's not going through. Let me go back here and try sending again and see what happens. I'm just going to say testing, and let's see if it comes through.
Okay.
Okay, that's hopefully on its way. Let me know if that makes it there to you. Any luck?
Not so far.
Well. Silly thing. I wonder where it went to. Well, that is strange.
I'll be like 2% nicer to you for the rest of the day.
Is there another number we could text you?
Thank you.
That you go to access?
Not at the moment, no.
Let's see. Tell you what, let's get through... Let's get through the rest, and we will come back and we'll catch up with those later. Fair enough.
Yep.
Okay. I missed the checkbox. Okay. We'll get to the billing. All right, so I'm ready for credit card info. So, name as it appears on the card.
NCC LLC.
So on the credit card it's NCC, LLC.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. And Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
It actually has my middle initial in there too, W.
Gotcha. Glad you said that. Okay. And then phone number attached to the card. Is that the 0727?
Yes, it would be.
All right. So just to verify, 716-450-0727, correct?
Yep.
Awesome. Let me make sure I fix your address here. So 7559 Clymer Center Road, Panama, New York, 14767.
Yep.
Fantastic. And you said Visa. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are. I will repeat that each four digits. And then when we get done, I'll read the whole thing back just to make sure we got it.
4635.
4635.
9200.
9200.
0087.
0087.
3319.
3319. So I've got 4635. Oh, and a bunch of zeros. 9200. 0087. 3319.
Yep.
Awesome. And expiration month and year, please.
10/24.
End of 2024. And that security code on the back, please, Andrew.
234.
Hi, that's easy.
Yep.
All right. Update that. There we go. It took it. Okay. So in here and send that through. So I'm going to process your payment and then you'll get a copy of the invoice. And then in that, it'll say, what's the title for that one? I believe it's local/invoice, I think is how it's shown on the email. But in there that's the one I do need you to pay attention to. I'm going to mark that you weren't able to do it right now because you didn't have access to the computer. So they will actually have you sign that when you do your interview tomorrow. So no sweat there, but I do need to go through the terms and conditions with you verbally. It's our voice verification. So it'll be recorded and it's actually attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And then, of course, it'll outline your service agreement. And then you'll get a copy of all that in writing, too. So as I'm walking you through, Andrew, if there's anything you don't understand, just stop me and ask. I'm happy to explain or expand. Fair enough?
Yep.
Awesome. And there will be a couple prompts. I'll be asking you to state your name and so on. So just listen for those. All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
North Clymer Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Andrew W. Miller, partner.
Thank you. Partner, okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Of course. Yes.
That's just an odd question. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. However, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
As in?
So we just need to know if you decide to put up a Facebook business page so that we can link it, make sure everything's connected. You can do all the marketing you want, anywhere you want. It just helps if we know, because then we can help improve your rankings through the other methods as well.
Okay, yes.
Okay, super. So your payment for the setup fee and your first month actually just ran through in the non-refundable amount of $298. When the second month's payment is complete, your agreement. Mm-hmm, so next month, you'll get a bill on the 7th. And then your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 7th, and you'll be charged in a non-refundable amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Could you repeat the payment for today?
Absolutely. So today's payment is $298. And then next month will be $199 and going forward. Locked in for life.
Okay. Good.
Awesome. Any other questions for me for now?
Not for now. And I did receive your text message.
Yes. That's what I like to hear. Awesome. So is that the one that says test? Or did you get 3 others?
I only got the first one so far. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, good. Good, okay. So then they are filtering through to you. Fantastic. All right. Let me look at something here real quick before I let you go. Something just didn't quite look right. Okay. There we go. Yep, we're good. So if you would just make sure, so 2 things, the calendar appointment when that comes through, and that should come by email. And then the other one is Local Splash invoice down at the bottom. That's to accept our terms and conditions. When you get to your email, just click on that for me. And just to let you know, too, when you click that, it's going to go to a login page. You can just exit right back out of that. That will have sent that terms and conditions through, which is good. And the login you'll actually get tomorrow when you sit down with your tech.
Okay.
Okay, super. Run into any problems. You know what, Andrew, Oh, you did get the one that's got my email or my phone number in it, yes?
877-635-6225.
Yeah. Yes, extension 4287. Perfect. All right, so you got that one. So any questions, any problems, give me a call back. And then just be sure you make that appointment with your tech tomorrow. And if something changes that you can't make it, let us know. And then we'll watch for that terms and conditions, too.
Okay.
Awesome. I am excited for you. I think this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see you grow in the rankings.
I hope so, too.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Andrew, and you have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.